New South Wales boasts of having the strictest laws currently in terms of the amount of time you can detain someone suspected of terrorism without a charge. You can do that for 2 weeks at the moment in New South Wales. Today, what the Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, announced is that they want to become the toughest in the post-sentencing space as well. So this is a new rule that they're going to bring in, which will allow New South Wales to detain someone who they think may have been radicalised while they were in prison, even after their sentence has expired. And they can do that up to 5 years with the permission of the Supreme Court.
We also saw an announcement from the Victorian government.
Yes, we did. So the Victorian police have announced that they're going to set up a new unit, and that unit is going to specialise in finding people who are at risk of being radicalised, and particularly people who are at risk of being lone wolves. And they're going to bring together different sorts of detectives to do that. But basically, it's going to be a unit of the police that will specialise in that very specific kind of terrorism, these lone wolf attacks, which have been the kind that have dominated most of the thwarted and realised terror attacks in this country.
Now, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull seems to support these initiatives, calling on the states to adopt the New South Wales model.
That's right. So at the COAG meeting tomorrow, the federal government and Malcolm Turnbull will be pressuring the other states and territories to follow the New South Wales lead and extend the amount of time that you can detain a terrorist suspect before a charge is laid up to 14 days, so 2 weeks. At the moment, just about every other state is significantly lower than that. They're around the seven-day mark. In some states, like South Australia, it's much less than that. It's only hours rather than weeks. And the reason for that is that the AFP say that police often need that extra time to gather evidence so that they can successfully prosecute someone for a terrorism offence. And they won't any longer have to wait and risk the attack actually being carried out. You know, this will allow them to detain somebody where they think there's a public safety risk without necessarily needing to press charges right away.
So I've had politicians talking in favour of these proposals. Is anyone suggesting anything counter to what we're hearing today as to whether or not these initiatives are even needed?
So the most controversial one that's being put to the COAG meeting tomorrow is this new system for biometric security. So what the federal government wants to do is to get the states to hand over the photos on driver's licences, because at the moment the federal government, being the Commonwealth, only has access to passports, and only about half of the people in Australia have a passport. So what they'll do is they'll get the states, if they get their way, they'll get the states to hand over driver's licence photos and put them all into a national database that can then be used in face matching software in public places, most notably airports and shopping centres. And they say that if someone's been suspected of carrying out an attack or planning an attack, they'll be able to much more easily pick up on that person entering a sports stadium or an airport by cross-referencing it with this national database. Now, Labor has indicated, as they usually do, that they're willing to offer bipartisan support on national security matters, but the Greens have come out and criticised this as being a bit of an overreach and saying that it impinges people's personal privacy.
And James, is anything else being proposed?
There's also a proposal for the possession of instruction manuals to be banned. So if you download something like a bomb-making recipe or a how-to guide on how to hijack a vehicle or something, anything like that that could be perceived as an instruction manual on how to do terrorism, just possessing that document would now be an offence if the federal government gets its way, without having to prove that you had any intention or had the capacity to actually carry out an attack. There'll also be new rules proposed that'll make it an offence to carry out terrorism hoaxes. This is where you say, invent a bomb scare, and then that diverts police attention and resources, and it turns out to be a hoax. That will now be a criminal offence, and it'll be more clearly defined than it currently is.